Track 13. Jane Townsend is CEO of the Home Care Association. She has extensive experience in the social care, health, housing and technology sectors. And here she explains how caring communities are very good for our health.
Stuart Wolfe was a physician who taught at the University of Oklahoma Medical School in the USA. One summer, in the late 1950s, he gave a talk near a small town called Rosetto in Pennsylvania. Afterwards, a local doctor invited him for a beer. Sitting at the bar, the doctor said, "You know, I've been practicing here for 17 years. I get patients from all over, and I rarely find anyone from Rosetta under the age of 65 with heart disease." Wolfe was curious. This was years before the discovery of cholesterol-lowering statins and heart attacks were a leading cause of death in America. Wolfe co-opted colleagues and students from his university to help him investigate. They talked to the local authorities, looked at physicians' records, took medical histories, pieced together family relationships, took blood samples, did ECGs. They invited the entire population of Rosetto to take part. Remarkably, almost nobody under 55 had died of a heart attack or showed signs of heart disease. Death rates from heart disease among men over 65 were half those in the rest of the USA. Indeed, death from all causes was about one-third lower than expected. Why were the people of Rosetta defying all odds? Wolfe brought in his friend John Brune, who was a sociologist. They went from house to house talking to everyone over 21. Decades later, Brune recalled with a sense of awe, there was no suicide, no alcoholism, no drug addiction, and very little crime. They didn't have anyone on welfare. Then we looked at peptic ulcers. They didn't have any of those either. These people were dying of old age, and that's it. At first, Wolfe and Brune thought the explanation must be diet. The people of Rosetto were immigrants from a small town in Italy, where their diet was rich in antioxidants from home-grown tomatoes, aubergines and peppers, cooked in olive oil. When the first group of men arrived in the USA from Italy in 1882, seeking a life free from poverty and toil in the fields and marble quarries, they replaced olive oil with lard. Sausages, ham, salami and pepperoni became new staples. Dietary analysis showed they were consuming over 40% of their calories as fat, and many also smoked cigarettes and were obese. So perhaps the explanation was genetic. Wolfe tracked down close relatives who had settled elsewhere in the USA, and they were as unhealthy as age-matched Americans. Could there be something special about the environment on the gentle slopes of eastern Pennsylvania? Wolfe studied the health of the people in two nearby towns, Bangor and Nazareth. Death rates from heart disease were three times higher than in Rosetto. If the answers didn't lie in diet, physical activity, genes, or location, what was going on? After weeks wandering around the town observing everyday life, Wolfe and Brune concluded that the community was the secret. Rosettans had transplanted the close-knit paesani culture of their native Italian village. The strong social fabric provided protection and insulation from the stresses of modern life. Characteristics included multi-generational households, social interaction with friends and neighbours, civic engagement, and the church as a unifying force. Much of the credit for fostering this culture goes to a young Italian priest called Father Pasquale Denisco. When he arrived in Rosetto in 1896, he encouraged people to apply for American citizenship and to send their children to school. He set up sports clubs, a travelling library, and spiritual groups for different ages. Father Denisco gave residents seeds and bulbs and awarded prizes for the most beautiful gardens. Women cleared the land and grew vegetables and fruit. The value of their land doubled every 2 years, and the priest persuaded banks to lend money for building. Girls earned money making shirts and eventually established their own factory. Wolf explained that the problems of everyday life may overwhelm an isolated individual. The sense of being supported reduces stress, which can adversely affect everything from blood pressure to kidney function. People are nourished by other people, said Wolf, noting that the characteristics of a tight-knit community are better predictors of healthy hearts than low levels of serum cholesterol or tobacco use. Like Father Danisco, all of us can take action to improve the lives of others and also our own. We can reach out to neighbours, join local groups or classes, or set them up if we can't find what we want, and offer our help. As a care worker said to me recently, helping other people is the best feeling in the world.